way of speaking, of saying hello to everything that deserves notice, even while it hides. Andrea Hollander Buddy, my chosen poet on today's Poets Weave program, winner of numerous literary awards, opens her poem, A Way of Speaking, with that quote, illustrating and representing the conversational tone of her poems. I am Jenny Kander. The first poem is from Woman in the Painting, broadcast by permission of Autumn House Press. Woman in the Painting. Her face has disappeared. This happens more often than you think. She sits at a table with her hands in her lap beside her husband, his arms folded one over another, blue bowls and empty glasses set out before them, and a pitcher of translucent milk. If the woman had eyes, they would be the hazel eyes of my mother, her sadness exposed. If a mouth, my mother's, her upper lip with the scar she hid with lipstick. Like my mother, she would be better at listening than speaking. Afternoons after high school, my friends would come when their boyfriends tired of them. They would sit at a table like this one, white and gleaming with food, and she would listen until it was time for my father to return, her dark hair pulled behind her ears, her silence laconic and wise. Perhaps the woman in the painting tried to speak, as my mother did, to her father, raising her face toward him like the mutt she once begged for, already cowering, but finally unable to utter a sound, language transformed to movement, to the trembling body suppliant before him, her pupils suddenly large and black, tears not yet formed, but forming. The husband's face is opulent, his eyes the colour of olives at the bottom of a drink. Perhaps the woman believes the man she married is only her husband. For a while, that's what we all think. From The Other Life. As if for no other reason. The moon is up to throw its light on the line where a woman has forgotten to take down her wash. The light on her porch has been broken for weeks. She's cursed the kids who did it and that no good man who left a stone in her belly. Her hair still in curlers. Her rocking chair creaks. The moon sends her pictures of sheets and underwear. She'd like to throw stones at the next man who speaks, or at the moon, or the old dog across the street who used to chase cars, who barks in his sleep and pees on everything, or at me, for keeping my own light on. Delta Flight 1152. After the first drink, you can be what you're not. It's so easy. All you must do is answer this man's questions with truths you've just invented. On my way to the annual meeting of master magicians, or to a conference of physicists or international bankers, and your life is enviable, new. Tell him you're sad because you're on your way to your sister's wedding and you're in love with her fiancé. Wipe your eyes, sigh, mention almost under your breath the baby you had to give up, the job. You're the one who introduced them. You couldn't stop yourself. He would come to your desk at the office. How lonely he was, how young. But if you reveal the afternoon of lunch on the rooftop, how for you it wasn't enough, there's certain danger this man, his drink finished, ice diluted in the bottom of his plastic cup, will lean too far into your invented life. He'll offer his handkerchief. You'll finger his embroidered initials. He'll touch your arm, hand you his card. His voice unsteady, he'll tell you to call him at home. You, an only child on her way to see the ocean for the first time. You who have managed to live a moral life, whose troubled heart has never surrendered. Now, with your wild and dangerous lies, you could turn toward the stranger and open. These poems are by Andrea Hollander Buddy. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander.